Peter, or as she's known around the grounds of Desert Palm, the Horse Whisperer from MSB Connect. It's all about connecting people, horses and business, and of course that charitable angle too. Can you explain exactly what equine therapy is? It makes me think of horses having a lovely massage, but there's more to it, right, Monica?
Thank you very much, Helen. Exactly, that is right. A lot of people, when I talk about the horses, they first think of the horses. But really, my work is not about horses. It's all about people. But the horses are really helpful in uncovering everything that's really at the bottom of your heart and basically removing the masks in the literal sense of people. That's what it's all about.
So who can benefit from this? And can you kind of demystify a little bit for us? What would happen in a session typically? So let's start first with the kind of issues, complaints or obstacles that people come to you with hoping that equine therapy can help with.
Yes, exactly. I mean, it's really very broad. I had, for example, one couple that came to me last month. She had actually been in therapy for quite a while and she had entered a new relationship. And she was quite nervous how to talk to him and really openly share with him things about her past, things that she was struggling with. Mm-hmm. And she then called me really and asked me if I could help her bring the two together and let them share openly with each other. And that's what we did in the session. And it was just beautiful.
What is it you think about horses that enables people to open up or connect with different parts of themselves or other people?
Well, what the horses do, they have this tendency, they have this ability to just look right inside of us. They, of course, don't speak with words. They communicate entirely through body language, but it's not just body language. It's more like they can almost feel our intentions. There's actually been a recent study in France where they could, for the first time, it was actually also proven that horses feel your intention and they know what your intention, even what's behind your body language. Because sometimes even with our body language, we still try and mask mm-hmm. what we really mean. But they can get right to the core of it. And because they're so big, the reaction is very obvious and you see it. And it lets people become very quickly aware that the horses react to what's really inside of you and not to what you're pretending to say or what you're pretending to be. All your shutters go down and you feel like you're really seen for who you are. And it's not, the horses, of course, they don't care about your nationality, about your background. They don't care what car you came in. They only care about that person that's in front of them and that's what they react to.
Monica, can I ask you, does it have to be going there with a specific problem? Or is there just a feel-good factor from being around animals as majestic as horses that we could all benefit from?
Of course, yeah. I mean, I started this work mainly with corporate teams. That's how I got into the work in the beginning. And of course, with a corporate team, the people don't come for therapy. They don't come for a problem. Mm-hmm. It's around, so we do sessions on leadership. We do sessions that are, this year, all been really much about really building teams and bringing people together on a very personal level. That's what it's been about this year. So these people, of course, they don't come with a serious problem or issue, but when they start interacting with the horses and seeing their colleagues interact, they just very quickly become aware of who they are and how they come across, and they start sharing very openly things that you wouldn't do in an office setting. So it's a lot to do also with the being out in nature, being in touch with animals.
When you say interacting with the animals, what would happen during a typical session? How long does it last? How close are you to them?
So we always start the same way. We go in and first have a little grounding relaxation part where everybody just tunes in. The horses get a chance to tune into this new person that's there, and the people get a chance to quickly relax, reach the moment, listen to the birds, listen to everything that's where they are. Then after we talked about what we want to work on the day, I just let them go out and greet the horses. And really from just observing how they walk to the horse and the horse's reaction, mm-hmm. I learn a lot about the client. Mm-hmm. And every time it's nice to see because it's always different. You never know what to expect. The other day I had a group. We've got this one horse, for example, in the group now. She's a bit reluctant, and most of the times when people go and approach her, she's going to walk away. Okay. It's just her personality. And, of course, then it's also interesting to see how do the people react to that. How do they deal with rejection or mm-hmm. how do they take it? Mm-hmm. But I had, for example, this corporate team last month, and when they went in and I asked everybody again to go out and greet the horses, suddenly there were five people standing around that horse and petting her. And I was really surprised because I had not expected that from her. And so that already gave me a clue about this team and the kind of people that work together in this team. And as we progressed through the session, it became very clear that this is a really aligned team. They were really harmonious. They all got along super well, even though they were from all different backgrounds and nationalities. But the horse felt it basically the first moment that this was a really great aligned team and that she could trust them within instant.
That's incredible. As you know, and especially at a time now where we are wearing masks constantly, to have that moment of truth and connection where there is no bias, there's no material, you know, gain, there's no judgment. That must be incredible. What about children as well? Is there any opportunity to work with young people?
Yeah, I mean, I personally don't work so much with children. That's what the other facilitators do at the riding. It used to be the Riding for Disabled. Now it's EAPD, the Equestrian Association for People of Determination. Sorry. So they're actually starting tomorrow afternoon. They are taking up their sessions again. The center goes back a long time. It was actually founded in 1998 to help especially kids with special needs. They have been struggling a lot, of course, with COVID. And basically since last March, they have been shut down because they couldn't really take any children. Schools weren't coming any longer. But yeah, they want to get started again from tomorrow afternoon. So that is a great chance for the children to come back because that work is so important for them as well.
Oh, well, thank you so much for sharing what's happening behind the scenes and how people can get involved. What's the best way of people contacting you for therapy sessions and as you say, that kind of business aspect
exactly,
as well?
Yeah. For the corporate settings, I'm so happy that we can cooperate with the hotel because that entire setup with the horses and the hotel where we can go for lunch. Next week, we have a company also that's even staying overnight and really getting into the team building. So bookings can either be done through the hotel for the corporates or directly via me. My website is msbconnect.com, where I have a lot more information about the work that I do, and then we can just set up the sessions on demand.
That was Monica, who's known in Dubai as the Horse Whisperer. She does equine therapy sessions at Melia Desert Palm Hotel Resort. And more about horses next. And loving your messages on what your pets are called. We've got a Maltese called Haggis, says Scott, and a puppy called Disney. If you've been getting in touch with your questions or just to let us know what your animal's name is, you could be winning a 2-month supply of Royal Canin pet food. And we're picking that winner next.
Join the conversation on Afternoons with Helen Farmer.
Only on Dubai Eye 103.8. This year on The Business Breakfast, we have decided to delve deep into one of the UAE's largest free zones.
JAFSA, or Jebel Ali Free Zone Authority, proudly stands as a dynamic base for thousands of businesses from over 100 countries.
It sustains more than 135,000 jobs and attracts nearly 24% of Dubai's foreign direct investment.
And we are going to hear from the companies that are thriving there.
We'll speak to them every week about what's worked, what hasn't, and what advice they'd give to others setting up in a free zone.
Tune in every Monday as we go in the zone with JAFSA, an integrated trade, logistics and industrial hub, only on Dubai Eye 103.8.
It's the start to the new year, a good time to start saving and an even better time to start winning. That's right, it's time to save, win and drive with Emirates NBD. Open an account or increase the balance in your existing Emirates NBD account and you could drive off in a Bentley Bentayga. Plus, win from 15 Breitling Aviator 8 chronograph watches every month. Start saving today. To know more, SMS SAVE to 4456. Terms and conditions apply.
Have you been feeding your cat a complete and balanced diet? A lot of us may wonder, am I giving my cat the right food? At Royal Canin, we don't wonder, we know. The new range of wet food pouches offer all the nutrients indoor cats need to keep hydrated, maintain ideal weight, and optimize digestion. Our indoor pouches are available in gravy and jelly for adult and senior cats. What will